everybody. Welcome back to Steelers Live. As we said, it is Ben's day, and here's Ben Roethlisberger talking about the difference between the rivalry with the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens.
When you play Baltimore, you're gonna get your head knocked off. They're going to knock your head off. You're going to try and knock theirs off, but you're going to help them up and respect it and say, hey, great job. Let's go at it again. You know, and it's a lot of it's kind of fun playing that kind of football game. I mean, it's not fun in the sense that your body hurts, but it's fun in the sense that there's a lot of respect between the two teams.
All right, so you could read between the lines what he's saying about the Bengals rivalry, and since we still need to talk about the Bengals just a little bit more due to suspension news, Juju Smith-Schuster's suspension was upheld for one game. He is not here to participate in practice, will not be there on Sunday at Heinz Field. But safety George Iloka, his hit on Antonio Brown was deemed to not require a suspension. He is just facing a about $35,000 fine.
But no suspension.
No suspension.
So you might say he's living la vida Iloka.
Oh,
you might say that,
but certainly not
Persuda
you.
Persuda would definitely say that.
I have, as a matter of fact. Locker room not happy about the Juju Smith-Schuster George Iloka discrepancy.
Yes.
And a couple guys also throwing in some consternation regarding Rob Gronkowski. The Patriots also getting a one-gamer for what he did.
Correct.
These are at least football plays, but that's the kind of climate in the NFL now. All of a sudden, these fines are coming at a pretty good pace, Wolf, and the consistency is hard to determine in terms of how they're meted out, and some guys are starting to have enough of it.
Well, first of all, you got a vice president of the NFL operations, John Runyon. Let's face it, John Runyon could post his own top 10 dirty hits. I mean, you know, he's a guy that he's been there, done that. He was a tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles. And then I remember that one of the guys that you appeal it to is a guy named James Thrash, who I remember trying to put a fire out on Plexico Burress's head when he was stomping on his head on the sideline. So these are guys that, you know,
Is that a fine, you think, or suspension, or both?
I'm thinking in this day and age that would probably, you know, get you some of both, you know. But, you know, beyond all that, I look at this and I think to myself, the original thing that we were talking about at the very beginning of all this was a defenseless receiver. There was only one receiver that I remember being out there that took a shot like that, and that was A.B. Okay, if you want to look at that, I mean, he was coming across. That's the classic interpretation of what I thought a defenseless wide receiver is. He's on one foot. He's catching a ball. He's off balance. And the other guy virtually, if you see right here, Iloka comes in. Now, if that's not launching with a head, what are we talking about? If you go back to the original interpretation of 2012 when they started talking about launching and putting hit on guys, to me, that's it. And so now you're going to say, well, that's not so bad. But this, going after a guy who's chest to chest, who happens to be locked in because he didn't learn his lesson early on in the NFL that the first thing you learn is to keep your head on a swivel. You know how you learn to keep your head on a swivel? You don't keep your head on a swivel. You get that, then you learn, keep my head on a swivel. So these things all kind of play out and come to, you learn about it.
And Ben was saying this morning he did not think the suspension for Juju was warranted due to the football play. He said, yes, the taunting, they're not right for that. Juju has apologized, I'm sure. Ben even said after the game, he talked to him immediately that you can't do that.
But when you're a young guy,
taunting is not a suspension.
That. Right.
Mike Mitchell brought that up, Mike Tomlin brought that up in the post game as well. I said, that's not who Juju Smith-Schuster is, and that's not who Tomlin wants the Steelers to be. But that's that kind of game when you play Cincinnati, and I think he just got caught up in it. You know, there are years of emotions bubbling to the surface when the Steelers and Bengals play. Doesn't happen every time, but it happens more often than not. I personally find it fascinating how hard they go at one another. I think the NFL finds it fascinating. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on primetime television. But there's been a lot of backlash of public opinion since that game, and some people wondering if that's what football ought to be. And I don't know, Wolf, I'm just guessing that maybe a suspension is a bone thrown that way. But that's just a supposition on my part.
I would guess so. I don't know if the irony has hit you like it hits me. When you look at, you know, in the very stadium where almost a decade before, Hines Ward hit a guy named Keith Rivers, and that set off the basic Hines Ward rule, that almost a decade later, we'd have Juju put on a hit on another Bengal linebacker with a guy named Hines Ward, having coached him the whole week and standing on the sidelines during that game. I just find the irony kind of humorous, let's say.
Do you guys agree with Ben, though, that the rivalry is a little different in terms of maybe the ferociousness that you see with the Bengals, but with the Ravens, it's more of a respect thing that, yes, you go hard at each other. They've been known as two hard-headed teams. It's a physical game all the time. It's always close, but there is a respect factor?
Oh, I believe definitely there's a respect factor that goes with the Ravens. It comes about, look, there's been several years of bad blood now between the Bengals and the Steelers. This is much like it was when Jerry Glanville was leading the Houston Oilers back in the day. Nobody wants to see anybody taken off on a stretcher. The whole everybody understands that. But this is a big man's game, and it's a violent game. You know, Chuck Knoll used to say, ballroom dancing is a contact sport. Football is a collision sport. And that's what you have to remember.
Yeah, I think there's differences of opinion on that. I saw some guys helping some guys up in this game both ways as well. I think the Steelers have a problem with Vontaze Burfict. I don't think there's any secret about that. I don't know if it goes throughout the entire Bengals organization, but Burfict is pretty front and center right now. And the Ravens don't have an enemy, for lack of a better word, that's
public enemy number one.
That's as easily identifiable. And, yeah, you put them on the poster and say, you know, this guy's a problem. I think they're both incredibly hard-hitting games, as Ben said right after, AFC North ball. And I think AFC North ball, that's the football I grew up on. I don't know if I could see 16 weeks of it. I don't know if there would be enough players left to play it if everybody played it that way for 16 weeks. But three, four times a year when it comes around, I'm in.
It is very special.
They're competitive. And I'm not talking about guys getting knocked out, just how hard they compete.
Right.
There was a play, Le'Veon Bell putting his shoulder down and running through a defensive back. How hard the Bengals rushed the passer and vice versa. Just a desperate level of competition. And I got the impression it wasn't because the Steelers were trying to keep pace with the Patriots and get the number one seed. And it wasn't because the Bengals were trying to keep their playoff lives alive. I got the impression it was because they were playing each other.
All right.
It'll be that way again Sunday, too.
For sure.
Against Baltimore.
It's December football. It's AFC North.
And
prime
this rivalry,
time.
You've seen years when the Ravens are great, the Steelers aren't very good, and vice versa. And it doesn't matter. They take a chunk out of each other anyway.
Well, the Ravens still have a shot at a wild card spot. So.
Very good shot.
There's that,
but,
too.
I don't know if they'd like that more than they would like beating the Steelers in Pittsburgh.
Oh, they would love
Fair.
That.
Fair. After the Steelers beat them at M&T Bank Stadium. So.
No question.
All right, well, we're all agreeing, but we're going to take a break. Coming up next, Mike and Bob agree to disagree.